Next patient is Holmes Medina. First name H O L M E S. Last name Medina, M E D I N A. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old Hispanic male that is following this practice because of kidney issues. However, the patient has been with a cough and a yellowish sputum production that has been going on for more than a week. Apparently, he was out of the country, came back sick. At the present time, the patient says that he is weak, tired, and with persistent cough. The lung auscultation is with bilateral bronchi and wheezing. This is a patient that has a history of pulmonary embolism and that has a history of heavy smoking for a long time in the past. Taking the above into consideration, we are going to call two antibiotics, clindamycin and doxycycline, in order to cover broad spectrum. The patient is advised to give us a call in 48 hours. Whether or not there is improvement of the condition is to be known. If there is a fever, shortness of breath, and deterioration of the general condition, the patient is instructed to go to emergency room because he will need the imaging as well as a specific laboratory workup. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has CKD stage 3A. This patient had laboratory workup that was done on the 15th of March of 2024, in which that is evidence of the albumin creatinine ratio that is 58 is coming down, is decreasing. The kidney function is stable. The creatinine is 1.3, and the estimated GFR is 57. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.7. We are going to keep on monitoring this proteinuria to see whether or not we have to put him on non-steroidal on SGLT2 inhibitors. Following number. Arterial hypertension that is borderline today. The patient has been with this upper respiratory infection and this bronchitis. We are going to continue with the same approach. Following number, a history of congestive heart failure and atrial fibrillation that are asymptomatic at the present time. Following number, the patient has benign prostatic hypertrophy. He has been Tamsulosin, he ran out of the prescription. We renew the prescription today. And he was encouraged to maintain the prescriptions up to date. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease treated with a PPI. Reevaluation the patient in August of 2024.